The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on The Score. We're back with more of the Spiegel and Holmes show, live from Stadium Swim, inside Circa Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book, on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
So, as per usual, that was a pretty amazing conversation with Jalen Johnson. And I don't, as the show goes on, I don't want to necessarily treat the Jalen Johnson segment as if we have to then do a wrap-up show of the Jalen Johnson segment. But I will say that I marvel at the type of communicator he is.
Yeah, we heard him making some choices in real time during that as communicators ourselves, we're noticing that's some advanced stuff.
Yeah, it's very impressive the way that he understands how to use tone, that he understands how to use allegory. He understands how, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yes, yes.
Like he is a very effective communicator. One of the things that I thought was super interesting, and I think it's worth talking about on multiple levels, is, look, sometimes the issue isn't how hard someone practices. Sometimes the issue is, what are you doing in your practice time? Like, are you I think about the – you remember that game that Georgetown played against DePaul, and Patrick Ewing is saying to one of the players, do you practice that shot? Hmm. Like, it was a meme. Do you practice that shot? One foot step back, three, you practice that shot?
And win. Then, win.
Win. Win. Exactly. And you go, yeah, that's not something that you do during practice, so it's not going to work.
So like, practice smarter. Even if you're practicing hard, practice smarter.
You can practice really hard, but if you're practicing the wrong stuff, or stuff that's the other part. When we bring it back, because we, like, as a group, we were like, yeah, that needs to come back into the show. I think that he's being very honest about a lot of things. And I think that if you want to interpret it as, man, are they even doing the right stuff in practice? Are they allocating,
I heard some of that,
enough time in 100%. Practice for guys to get it right? I think that that is a fair interpretation of what he said.
I think the bulk of it is not – the bulk of how it's going to be looked at, I assume, written about, as he often is, because he's such an interesting communicator. And when we talk tomorrow, is going to be about – the teammates and, like, you know, having coworkers and what it's like to have some coworkers who have different work ethics than you and what you are supposed to do that. What is your responsibility as a worker? That's the bulk of it. But what you're saying, Lawrence, there were enough little allusions. Perhaps you're not being told the right things to do. Those kind of things. He would say that. Or perhaps, you know, you're not working on the things that you should because you're not exactly sure of what they are and somebody needs to let, you know, like, he was referencing those kind of things. Yes, it was a very calm bit of truth. And Jalen has established himself, I think, in his life, but certainly in his appearances here, which he takes seriously. Now, in year three, man.
Yeah.
It's year three. He likes being known as a truth teller. And he's not out there looking for headlines, but he enjoys the communication because he's good at it, and he clearly likes to communicate with it. You know, and you see him on other shows in the off season and doing other stuff because he likes it. And I don't get the sense that he loves it for the glory and the look at me and that stuff. I mean, maybe he likes some of that, but he likes communicating the truth, dude. And so when you find a way in, he will tell you the truth.
It's also fascinating to me that we can be at this point with the Bears overall. And I'm telling you, I know I make mention of it probably once a week, but I go back to him saying, yeah, you know, I've been here for a while and I've been told that we're going to have good teams and we just kind of haven't.
Yeah, right.
And he wasn't falling for the banana in the tailpipe at the beginning of the year of being like, oh, we're supposed to be good. Well, we kind of have to prove that we're good.
Yes, but during like the post Carolina week and the post Jacksonville week, Jalen was feeling it. He was feeling the optimism and the possibility of the offense and more, and had a little bit of a glow about him. So when we're able to ask him today what that's like, he basically said, "This is what I'm used to." He said this with a bad offense. This is what I'm used to.
And how sad of a statement is that?
Oh, dude, it was heartbreaking.
Heartbreaking
statement. Absolutely heartbreaking. For a guy that works like that and can only control what he does and to a greater extent some of what the defense does, and he's not going to win. He's not going to win this year, you know?
Look, man, I worked for a lot of years with some guys that had similar feelings about the offenses that they played with, and it's hard. Because you feel like you can be even better. You know, that if you just get a little bit of help, you could be even better. And then, like, some of the stuff slips. Like yesterday, where you're playing it, like, statistically, it looks fine what the defense did. But those guys know they didn't do enough.
Hey, man, they get dispirited, and it's on you to not let that show. But it just doesn't take much. A league full of athletes this good, man. It doesn't take much in terms of losing the connectedness or the continuity. It's like, who is the safety for Jacksonville who told us about it after the Jaguars got embarrassed in London and said that he saw some quit because they lost connectivity?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think about that a lot because that dude, their Kevin Byard, their old safety who's been through it, said some truth that day. And when these guys tell us truth, we got to learn from it.
Let's take a break. When we come back, we will wrap up everything here in Las Vegas and let you know about everything that went on with this trip, which was pretty great. We'll do that next. Spiegel and Holmes here on The Score.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.